August 7, 2 Kings 2, 23-25, rudeness rebuked. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19:32. Elisha was a man of mild and kindly spirit, but that he could also be stern is shown by his course when, on the way to Bethel, he was mocked by ungodly youth who had come out of the city. These youth had heard of Elijah's ascension, and they made this solemn event the subject of their jeers, saying to Elisha, "Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head." At the sign of their mocking words, the prophet turned back, and under the inspiration of the Almighty, he pronounced a curse upon them. The awful judgment that followed was of God. There came forth two she-bears out of the wood, and tare 42 of them. 2 Kings 2, 23-24. Had Elisha allowed the mockery to pass unnoticed, he would have continued to be ridiculed and reviled by the rabble, and his mission to instruct and save in time of grave national peril might have been defeated. This one instance of terrible severity was sufficient to command respect throughout his life. For 50 years he went in and out of the gate of Bethel, and to and fro in the land, from city to city, passing through crowds of idle, rude, dissolute youth, but none mocked him or made light of his qualifications as the prophet of the Most High. Reverence, in which the youth who mocked Elisha were so lacking, is a grace that should be carefully cherished. Every child should be taught to show true reverence for God. Never should his name be spoken lightly or thoughtlessly. Angels, as they speak it, veil their faces. With what reverence should we, who are fallen and sinful, take it upon our lips? Courtesy also is one of the graces of the Spirit and should be cultivated by all. It has power to soften natures which without it would grow hard and rough. Those who profess to be followers of Christ and are at the same time rough, unkind, and uncourteous have not learned of Jesus. Their sincerity may not be doubted, their uprightness may not be questioned, but sincerity and uprightness will not atone for a lack of kindness and courtesy.